Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Today, we're going to be speaking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. On the 4th of February in New Zealand, we had trade ministers from 12 countries that make up the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and they signed a trade deal. And today we are interviewing Sam Cossar-Gilbert from Friends of the Earth Australia that works specifically with economic justice and resisting neoliberalism. Thank you, Sam, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And so there has been a lot of white opposition against this, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Can you give us a little information about the protests that have been going on?
Yeah, so I guess the partnership is between 12 countries in the Pacific, and Friends of the Earth, a number of our groups oppose this treaty because it favours safeguards for corporate investment over safeguards for people on the planet. It's a wide-ranging trade agreement, and in New Zealand last week there were a number of protests. There were thousands of people on the streets of New Zealand, from Indigenous Maoris to environmental groups to health advocates. The National Health Association came out against the agreement, academics, consumer rights advocates. So it's a very wide trade unions. It's a very wide coalition of people who are opposing this deal, and they're opposing it for many different reasons, but generally it's cements corporate power at the expense of people, and we see that in one of the key investment protections that's included in the agreement, and it's a protection called investor state dispute settlement, and it's a mechanism that enables foreign corporations to sue governments for protecting the environment or for enacting policy that protects the environment. And we've seen this just recently. TransCanada, an American company, used this very protection in another trade agreement called NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, to sue the US government for banning a tar sands pipeline. So what these trade agreements allow is they give corporations special power to sue governments in secret and private tribunals for enacting environmental protection. So we're very, very concerned about that as an environment organisation, and we were one of the organisations out there protesting the TPP.
Okay. And how exactly, what is the relation to this, for example, with dirty energy? What can we expect if, for example, the Trans-Pacific Partnership were to be
So the TPP will increase the trade in dirty energy by liberalising it and freeing it up. We see with that with gas and petrol. But in terms of gas, one thing that it'll do specifically, it will automatically enable or automatically approve gas exports from America to the other TPP countries. So we think that's a real concern at a time when we should be limiting and controlling and reducing the amount of fossil fuels and the trade in dirty fossil fuels which cause climate change. This agreement goes in the other direction. At a time when we should be building and focusing on renewable energy, this agreement goes in the other direction.
Okay, and do you think there's any chance that this can actually be ratified? Is it a major threat, or what is your opinion?
So the last week, on the 4th of February, they had a very big signing of the TPP, yet it is by no means a done deal. The TPP is very unpopular in a number of the important countries, particularly the United States, which was the founder and driver of the deal. But it's an election year in America. Three of the major leading presidential candidates, Clinton, Trump, and Bernie Sanders, have said that publicly that they're opposed to the TPP. So it's going to face a very tough battle in America to be ratified. If it's not ratified in America, due to the it will not go into effect. So that's where one of the biggest threats to the TPP getting passed, and where our group in the United States, Friends of the Earth America, is working very, very hard. In a number of other countries, Canada as well, is the government election, they're going to study the impacts of TTT very thoroughly before ratifying it. So there's a big threat in Canada as well that it could not get through. Australia it is coming up to a vote in the Senate in the next few weeks, so it's by no means a done deal, and public pressure is really growing and opposing this deal, as I said before. Wide coalitions of trade unions, environmentalists, consumer rights and health advocates oppose the deal, and over the next few months they'll be putting pressure on their representatives to oppose this deal.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you so much, Sam, for this interview, and we really appreciate speaking with Real World Radio today.
No worries.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.